a woman who assists in the birth of a...
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a midwife.
All right. And if a boy has facial features very similar to his father's, you say that boy...
favors his father.
And what if he has behaves the way his father does? He has his father's behavior.
Well...
You say his father's very stubborn, and he's very stubborn too, or something. You say, well, he's...
she's like his father.
Okay. And then if we're talking about a woman, say that woman had a hard life. She's 6 children.
Mm-hmm.
Lost her husband, but she...
raised a children.
Yeah. And if a child's been bad, you might say, now, you better behave yourself or you're going to get a...
whipping.
All right. Now, would that be a pretty severe punishment if you said a whipping?
Yeah.
And what would be something not quite so severe?
Spanking.
Okay. And did you ever use the expression of frailing with... either in fighting or...
yes, I've heard, I'm going to frail you if you do that anymore. I've heard that expression.
To children.
To children.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're talking about a child's growth, you know, you might say to a child, my, how you...
you have grown.
Okay.
What a big boy you are.
Yeah, and last year you really, a lot.
Yeah,
really,
you grew a lot.
And next year you'll probably...
be...
you'll probably...
grow more.
Okay. And a child born out of wedlock is called a...
illegitimate.
Yeah. Now,
or you can call him, they call him something else a lot of times.
Yeah.
Well, call him bastards.
Yeah, okay, but I was wondering any humorous terms that you've ever heard, like a woods colt or a...
no.
Come by chance or a catch colt.
No.
None of those are...
mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
And if your brother's son would be your...
nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is a...
they're orphans.
And a person appointed by the court to...
is a guardian.
All right. And all of the people related to you would be your...
my relatives.
All right. And if someone is not related to you, you'd say he's no...
he's no kin to me.
All right. And a person from a from out of town, you'd call him a...
stranger.
All right. And if you went to the door, you might go to the door and say there's a... what at the door? There's a...
stranger to do.
Okay. But it's not a woman, you'd say there's a...
there's a woman at the door.
It's not a woman, though, you'd say it's a...
man.
Man at the door. You wouldn't use a gentleman, there's a gentleman at the door.
No.
The mother of Jesus, her name was...
Mary.
Now there's another Mary.
Yes.
In the Bible, and her sister's name is, or George Washington's wife. George Washington's wife's name?
Martha.
Yeah. And then in the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Nellie?
Yeah.
Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie, yeah.
Yeah. And then the a boy named William, when he was very small, they might call him Little
Bill.
Or Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament.
Matthew.
And a female school teacher. Would they have any special...
school marm, I've heard them call that.
Okay, and how about now say, this is Mr. Cooper and his wife. She is Miss... this is Mr. Cooper.
That's Mrs.
Yeah. Did you ever use, in saying it very rapidly, say Ms., would that be...
Ms.?
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard that.
For Mrs.?
Yeah, for Mrs., yeah.
Okay, and an untrained part-time preacher, what might he be called? Person who doesn't really have a much form.
Well, he's been liberated to exhort. I don't know. I don't know what you'd call him in there if he's a part-time assistant pastor.
Yeah. Well, this is somebody who really isn't trained, really has no business doing this.
Oh. I see what you mean there. I don't know what you'd call him.
Or how about a carpenter who really doesn't do a good job?
Well, he's just a... I'd say he might be a makeshift for a carpenter. He's this botches up work.
That's what I mean. Did you ever use the term jackleg?